Another question that you need to prepare for is the question, what will you do if you do not raise sufficient capital for your business? This is a question that investors might ask directly or indirectly or be thinking. But what they're really trying to get to is, are you asking for too much money? Now, we've all heard the saying that you should go to the well once, that if you're going to raise money, raise enough money for your full growth curve. And that might be true in many circumstances, but there are many entrepreneurial circumstances where it's better to start off with less money because you're in a high learning curve part of your journey and you are wanting to contain the number of mistakes that you're making and the cost of those mistakes. So what investors are looking for is to try and understand what is the minimum funding required in order to find the balance between the learning curve and the cost of that learning curve. If, for example, you're expanding too quickly on too many fronts and making too many mistakes, and then repeating those mistakes again and again because you've just exposed yourself too many times to the market, then that is a huge waste of money. So in a weird way, what the investor is trying to understand is, what is the minimum requirement for funding for the MVP, the minimum viable product? Just to elaborate on this, this literally happened to me this week where I met with entrepreneurs after a few times and they asked us for 2.5 million rand. My immediate response to them was, tell me what you will do with 250,000 rand. When I understand what you will do with 250,000 rand, I'll make a decision on whether or not to invest and then potentially invest the full 2.5 million rand. We really want to understand the minimum amount of funding required for the MVP.